This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The all-party parliamentary delegation wrapped up its visit to the US after meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Lando among political and diplomatic leadership to drive home India's strong resolve to combat terrorism emanating from Pakistan. The delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, was on the last leg of a multi-nation tour to brief key interlocutors about Operation Sindoor that India launched in retaliation of the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack. The delegation was one of the 7 multi-party delegations India had tasked to visit 33 global capitals to reach out to the international community to emphasize Pakistan's links to terrorism. The delegation arrived in the US capital on June 3rd and over the course of 3 days held a wide array of meetings on Capitol Hill as well as in Washington, briefing the American government officials as well as lawmakers about India's stance on cross-border terrorism. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Delhi yesterday after successfully concluding its visit to Germany. The delegation carried forward India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Talking to media after returning from the visit, Mr. Prasad said his delegation visited France, Italy, Denmark, England, Brussels and Germany and the foreign nations condemned the Pahalgam terror attack.
हर जगह संसद के वरिष्ठ लोग मंत्रीगण थिंक टैंक मीडिया और भारतीय कम्युनिटी से बातचीत हुई भारत के प्रति पहलगाम के बर्बर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ बहुत गुस्सा है और सबों ने कंडेम किया
At least 28 persons stranded at Chatain in North Sikkim and 20 army personnel were airlifted yesterday as road connectivity in the region had been snapped due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rain. A chopper evacuated 28 civilians comprising miners, tourist taxi drivers and government officials from Chatain in the first sortie, while 20 army personnel returned to Pakyong Greenfield Airport in another trip. The Mi-17 helicopter also transported essential supplies for army personnel stationed at Chatain. The Sikkim government arranged the helicopter to provide immediate relief and safe evacuation of those affected by the landslides in the region after getting a distress call from them. This comes under the ongoing coordinated relief and evacuation efforts being undertaken in view of the recent adverse conditions that have disrupted road connectivity and access to the region. North Sikkim has been hit by multiple landslides triggered by heavy rain, disrupting road and telecommunication connectivity there. The prestigious Axiom 4 AX4 mission is scheduled to be launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center tomorrow at 5:52 p.m. IST. This historic mission will carry 4 astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit LEO. As part of the International Day of Yoga celebrations, the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, is set to host a special 3-day Iyengar Yoga workshop under the inclusive theme Yoga Samavesh beginning today. The workshop will run daily from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Indian time until Wednesday. Union Minister for Earth Sciences Dr. Jitendra Singh met with Norway's Minister of International Development Aspen Grover Aukrust at Monaco last night. During the meeting, Norway's minister expressed solidarity with India over the recent terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. Dr. Singh said in a social media post that the Norway minister conveyed there is a strong public sentiment in Norway in favor of India, with many citizens expressing a desire to see Prime Minister Narendra Modi visit their country. Indian athletes dominated the second and final day of the Taiwan Athletics Open Championship, winning 10 medals, including 6 gold, 3 silver in Taipei yesterday. Key winners of gold medals include 3-time national champion Vithya Ramraj in women's 400-meter hurdles, Rohit Yadav in men's javelin throw, Pooja in women's 800-meter and Kishan Kumar in men's 800-meter, Anu Rani in women's javelin throw. In tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz pulled off a remarkable comeback to defend his French Open title, defeating world number one Yannick Sinner of Italy in a jaw-dropping 5-set epic last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.